Hi, this is another day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice. In fact, I am rejoicing. In fact, I am glad, and I'm excited about what God is doing in the earth today. Brother Melvin, your show is touching the hearts of many people. The Gospel for the Glory of Jesus radio ministry with you, Brother Melvin Slade, and I'm glad to be a part. So with that in mind, I want to ask God to help me with this. So, Father, I just thank you so much for this privilege to be a part of this radio broadcast, that we might share a word that will cause somebody to change their direction from evil to good and from bad to good and from that which they hate to that which they love. Oh God, we thank you for it. Would you bless us this day while I share the word, and I give this to you, Father, by the name of Jesus. Amen. I have a message that the Lord put on my heart the other day, and I shared it up in Ridgecrest, California, just last Sunday. And the title of the message, and we'll give that to you after we read the scriptures. So I got two scriptures. One is in the book of Nehemiah, chapter 1. Nehemiah chapter 1. So we'll be speaking from there. And I'm going to look at the first few verses, and then I'm going to go to verse number 47. So verse 1 says, "And the Lord spake unto Moses in the wilderness of Sinai, in the tabernacle of the congregation, on the first day of the second month, in the second year after they will come out of the land of Egypt, saying." Now, I want you to notice that they are now come through the Red Sea, and God is speaking to Moses on what he wants done. Verse 2 says, "Take ye the sum of all of the congregations of the children of Israel after their families by the house of their fathers, and with the number of their names, every male by their polls." Now, this will, when you look all the way down, we're going to verse 47, and what this tells him to do is to go ahead and look at how many people is in each tribe to see what he's got with him. Now, this is the second year that they are out of Egypt, crossed the sea, now they're in the wilderness, and we find that there were about 630,000 people. And by the way, not a doggone one of them are going to enter the kingdom to the promised land, because they're going to fool around there and for 40 years, and every last one of them is going to die out. But now watch the other strange part of this. And we're calling this message Housekeeper. Housekeepers. Housekeepers. Now, looking at 47, verse 47, now, of the 12 tribes, there's one tribe called Levi. And listen to what God said for that. "But the tribe of Levi, after their tribe of their fathers, were not numbered among them." In other words, all of the other tribes had a summation except the tribe of Levi. "For the Lord had spoken unto Moses, saying, Only thou shalt not number the tribe of Levi, neither take the sum of them among the children of Israel. But thou shalt And this is where we're going to park for a minute. But thou shalt appoint the Levite over the tabernacle of the testimony, and over all of the vessels thereof, and over all the things that belong to it. They shall bear the tabernacle and all the vessels thereof, and they shall minister unto it. Now he's telling the Levite that they're going to minister to the tabernacle and shall encamp round about the tabernacle. And when the tabernacle settles forward, the Levite shall take it down. And when the tabernacle is to be pitched, the Levite shall set it up. And the stranger that cometh, watch this, the stranger that cometh nigh shall be put to death. And the children of Israel shall pitch their tents, every man, by his own camp. Now this is different than the tribe of Levi. And every man by his own standard throughout their host. But the Levites shall pitch round about the tabernacle of the testimony, that there should be no wrath upon the congregation of the children of Israel. And the Levites shall keep the charge of the tabernacle of the testimony. And the children of Israel did according to all that the Lord had commanded Moses. Now, this is a strange sermon, but we're going somewhere with this. Now come with me to 1 Peter. We're going to look at 1 Peter chapter 2. Now watch this. Verse number 8 says, and a stone of stumbling block, and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed. But look at what Peter said to them. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into the marvelous light, which in time past, were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Now, I call this sermon Housekeepers. Why do I do that? I'd like for you to take a walk. Well, let me leave another scripture with you, and I'm not going to turn to it. I'm just going to quote it. And that's over in the book of Matthew, chapter 16, verses 13 through 16, where the Lord Jesus came and he set up the church. Now, when he set up the church, he asked them, who do men say that I am? And they gave him all these dead folks that had been dead hundreds of years. And he said, but that's fine. But who do you say that I am? And because Jesus had something up his sleeve for them. So Peter jumps up and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And so the Lord Jesus said, okay, that's fine. But you got to know that that didn't come from you. It came from the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit gave you the information on that. Now, I want you to understand this, because I'm spending a lot of time on this just to get you to understand the foundation as to why the Lord gave me approval to go ahead and call this housekeeping. Housekeepers. Okay. Now, he said in verse 10 of 1 Peter 2, he said, once you were not a people, because you had not received the anointing of God, but now you are a people. So in the book as the children of Israel were coming from Egypt, they stopped in the wilderness and they went round and around, and all of them died in the wilderness except the tribe of Levi kept the house. Kept the house, and he said, anybody who gets next to this and be disobedient to God's word will surely die. Now watch what is said here. But you are a chosen generation. And watch what it said in Matthew. But on this rock, this truth, I will build my church. This is Matthew 16. And he said, since I'm going to build my church on this, I want you to know that I'm giving you the keys to the kingdom. And anyone who do not obey the word that you give them from the keys that I've given you will not get into the kingdom of God. God Almighty, that's big. So you and I now, who have been called by and saved by the blood of Jesus, are now those same Levites or the tribe of Levi, but we are not called the tribe of Levi. We are called Christians. And we are the keepers of the house of God. And listen, this thing that is happening here in this election forum with Mr. Trump and Ms. Hillary and all of that stuff that is happening, this is not slip up on God. This is something behind that. But you and I are the keepers of the house, and we've got to let everybody know that God is not joking. He is looking for people who are absolutely willing to turn their lives over to Christ and become housekeepers so that we live in such a way that God would get the glory. Matthew chapter 5, I feel something coming at me here. Matthew chapter 5, verse 16. And he said, let your light so shine. In other words, you housekeepers now. That's what he's talking about. You housekeepers, let your light so shine that men may see your good work and glorify the Father which is in heaven. So, ladies and gentlemen, we are responsible today to keep the house of God clear. We got people now who don't think nothing about living a true Christian life. And what the Lord is looking for are men and women who are willing to give up and become servants of the Most High God. And I want you to know that I am totally committed, and I don't know what else to say to you, but I really lost a lot of time that I should not have lost way back yonder, just trying to make money, buy property, buy homes, new cars, put my kids on good clothes, and all of that. And there's nothing really wrong with that, brothers and sisters. Believe me, there's nothing wrong with that. But when we let that come between us and our ability to be the housekeepers, we got a problem. We are held responsible for being the housekeepers for the kingdom of God. And that's why he told us, said, let your light so shine that men may see your good work and glorify the Father which is in heaven. In other words, if you and I live according to what the Lord has asked us to, people are going to see and hear us and want to know, how do I get saved? How do I get in on this good thing that I see you guys going? And there's not a one of us, brothers and sisters, not a one of us who will do it all right. The Bible said, I believe in 1 John, I think that's 1 John. Don't quote me on this, but 1 John says that any man who says that he has not sinned is a liar and the truth is not in him. So every last stinking one of us falls short somewhere. But what we have to do is to get back up and recognize the fact that we are a chosen generation, absolutely a chosen generation, and we've been called out to keep the house, just as the Levites were called out to keep the house. Now, what was going on in the house when they were talking about the tabernacle? Well, first of all, the showbread, the candlestick, and all of that was a part of that was in the house. But the big thing that was in the house was a covenant between God's people and himself. And the covenant was bound in the tabernacle. So I want you all to know that God has made a promise to us, and he ain't about to forget it. And I don't care. Trump can't change that. Hillary is, of course, you know, lost the election. But Trump, and I don't care now that it's over, I can make this statement. I ain't no way I was going to vote for him. But on the other hand, he has been elected by the people of our country. And I respect that, and I'm going to let that be how it be. But I want him to know that he can't change God's promise. God has made a promise, and he has taken responsibility of keeping his promise. And all we have to do is to keep our promise. So that was in the house. So the qualifications of the keepers of the house. We find then one of the qualifications of that, he says, where is that? Romans chapter 8 and verse 28, he says, for we know, this is Paul speaking now, for we know that all things work together for good for those who love God and are called according to his purpose. And ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you, I just completed this year 51 years of pastoring. And I want you to know that for a long time, having gone through a divorce and lost my wife and my children, and many of you have heard me say this before, to the point to where I just didn't feel like I wanted to live anymore. Now, guess what? That's too much. God is looking for a housekeeper, no matter, and who will recognize the fact that it don't make any difference what happened. It's all for the good of the kingdom, and really all for the good of me. It don't make any difference what happened to me. It don't make no difference what happened to the job. It don't make any difference what happened in our body. I want you to know that it's all for the good of the kingdom. So the Lord is looking for good housekeepers, and he cannot use you if you don't care how you live, if you don't care how you treat people, if you're not willing to feed the hungry, if you're not willing to help clothe the naked, and if you're not willing to give a good word to somebody who is hurting, if you're not willing to find something, you know, there's some of us, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy. We got some people in our church who will look for, I don't care how good a person is, they're looking for the worst thing that they can find about that person. But that's not what God is looking for. He's looking for good housekeepers, because I guarantee you, just about, and we have a few hundred people coming to our church every Sunday at Livingstone at 37721 North 100th Street East in Little Rock. And by the way, our new pastor, wonderful brother, can preach his boots off. Ain't no question about that. I'm very thankful for that. Pastor Rodney Rivers is a great pastor, and I'm so thankful that he is leading us, and I don't know what to do, and we're thankful for that. But I want you to know that I keep him clear, and I keep him to know that he's, and I'm there for him. So whatever he wants me to do, I'll be ready to do it. I don't care if I am a bishop. It don't make no difference. I'm ready to help for the building of the kingdom. So we're looking forward. So not only did he say all things work together for good for those who love God and are called according to his purpose, not only that, he goes ahead to make a statement that there are those of us who have been called. In fact, I'm going to look at that real quick. I can't help it. It began to taste good in my mouth here. Listen what it said in verse 29. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to the conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, when he did those whom he did predestinate, them he also called. Whom he also called them, he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified to be the keepers of the house. I'm so glad to be a keeper. And sometimes I recognize how I fall short. But I no longer look back to see how short I am. I look forward to see how fast I can go and from here until I get home with the Lord. God bless you today. I hope that you will let Jesus be your guide. I hope you will let him save you. I hope you will trust him and let him bring you from darkness to light. And I'm thankful as I can be to be a housekeeper. Father, we thank you so much for bringing us to another level. We thank you for keeping us so that we can be able to bring men and women whose hearts are low. Some of them are just downright out, and they need somebody to give them a good word. Lord, let me be that person who will give them a good word, because I want to be a good housekeeper. I thank you for it. Bless us and keep us in Jesus' name. Hallelujah and amen.